Mr. Pieri, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
How would you describe family farming in Africa?
You know, almost 60% of economic active population in Africa is involved in agricultural activities. It's a bit difficult to describe family farming as it was just one model of farming. Of course, there is a diversity of family farmers in Africa, as in other continents. They are more or less market-oriented. They cultivate more or less staple or crash crop. And they range, I would say, along a continuum from pastoralist to crop producer in small or large plots. But, of course, there is a general feature. And this general feature is that they are most basically smallholders. And most of them are rural poor also. Rural poor means they have limited access to resources, inputs, technology, and markets. Another feature, another characteristic is that land tenure in Africa is generally under customary communal system.
What would you say are the main challenges facing small-scale and family farmers in the region?
I would say that in Africa, the main challenge is, of course, food security. Africa imports foods, and this is basically because productivity is low. In cereals, for instance, African farmers produce 1 to 1.5 tons per hectare, compared to an average of 3.5 tons in the other developing countries. And productivity is low because of limited use of capital inputs, availability of public goods and services. So as a consequence, family farmers in Africa have less access to credit, they apply less fertilizer, less access to water, and they have less access to roads than any other farmers in the world. So the result of this is high costs, lack of competitiveness, even drudgery, I would say, lack of income, and then poverty and then rural exodus. But the thing is that these challenges can be addressed if there is political commitment by the government, the international financial institutions, and the private sector to address them and to sit with family farmers organization to agree, I will say, on strategies and solutions. All kind of evidence shows that poor family farmers can quickly deploy their productivity potential when and if the appropriate policy environment is put in place.
What is the role of CSOs in the context of family farming?
I think that the role of CSOs is to provoke, to contribute in provoking the process that I commented before. They must unite, organize themselves, mobilize, campaign and call for political commitment by the part of the governments and the private investors with regard to themselves. You know, policy that fit their needs come just after political commitment. And then from an economic point of view, a great deal of work is to be done to strengthen producers' organizations and cooperatives of family farmers. Family farmers united can better position themselves across the value chain and acquire negotiating power with input suppliers, retailers, the banking system, and the government themselves.
What do governments need to do to support small-scale and family farmers?
In Africa, but not just in Africa, governments need to invest more in agriculture, and a bigger share of these investments should go to support family farmers with public policies. So, budget, I say, is a precondition for creating the enabling policy environment that FAO is arguing for in this international year for family farming. And international financial institutions should help governments in providing this financial environment for family farmers. Then, with this political commitment and with this availability of financial resources, we should facilitate and secure access to land, water, and other natural resources for family farmers specifically. Having a set of specific differential public policies for family farmers should be put in place. Talking about credit, talking about technical assistance, insurance, market access and public purchases also, and appropriate technologies. These are key components, not only for increasing agricultural productivity of family farmers in Africa, but also for eradicating poverty and achieving food security.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.